Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Carl Rotifer, the new board chair for 2019 of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Rotifer, as we ended segment two, we're talking a little bit about the lack of affordable and workforce housing in the county. You know, why is that an important issue for a county leader?
Well, it's a key cog in the wheel of economic development. Right now, we're having difficulty retaining professionals, both at the hospital and other industries in our county, because they can't find housing that is suitable for them. That's a real problem. So basically, our hospital, I'm told, is offering bonuses or signing incentives to come on. And then after the end of the period of commitment, they leave because they can't find any housing. And also, we have a large homeless population. It doesn't matter where you build homes, in what area. If you build $300,000 homes, there's people living in $200,000 properties that want to move up. That frees up the $200,000 property for homeless projects or transitional housing or whatever. So it's really important. We have to be able to retain our growing, I'll call it early professionals, or else we're a revolving door and we don't ever grow them and keep them. So affordable housing is really, really an important part of our economic development.
One thing we haven't talked about yet is so many issues at the state and federal level have an impact on county government. Are there things right now you're watching closely at the state and federal government?
Well, you know, BJ, and every time you ask me that question, water's going to be part of the answer. And certainly, you've probably read in the Modesto Bee and other Sacramento papers that, you know, the State Water Board is making a run on control of water. I think their ultimate objective is to control every drop of water that falls from the sky and lands in California. We're watching that. There's several lawsuits going on their Delta plan and the increased flows and all of that stuff that goes along with it. So we're watching that, and we're also watching the waters of the United States as that evolves. And we've got a master stewardship agreement with the Forest Service right now, and that's a huge leap forward, and that will help our fire safety issue. We still have a problem with the Bureau of Land Management lands in our county, and it's not the Bureau of Land Management itself's fault so much, and I don't like to find fault anyway. They just don't have the funds to maintain the lands that they own. So we're looking at options on how we deal with that. Our biggest concern right now is as we incentivize people to clear their properties, if they've got a BLM parcel right next to them and BLM doesn't clear theirs, then that's a problem. And so we probably can figure out a way to work with BLM to do that clearing. The real problem comes, and it's going to be a problem for our privately owned properties as well. It's not just getting the landscape to look the way you want. It's how do you maintain it for every year going forward, and the cost of that and everything that's associated with it. So we can probably help BLM fix the near-term problem, but we don't want to be responsible for the cost of maintaining those BLM lands year after year going forward. So that's one that we really need to figure out how to fix.
On fire safety, as you mentioned earlier, Tuolumne County is obviously taking it very seriously. Do you think the state and federal government has a full grasp of the severity that we're seeing?
Well, I think the state government definitely does. Unfortunately, it took a paradise to wake some people up. But I don't doubt the sincerity and of the motivations of anybody in the state of California. That was really an awakening, and for many people, a very rude awakening. A lot of us saw it coming, but you know, couldn't do what we needed to prevent something like that. At the federal level, you know, it's politics. You know, some people see it. They've seen it all along. I don't think paradise had the impact in Washington, D.C. that it had in Sacramento, though.
Well, we're coming to a close on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We've got about a minute left. Any closing comments you'd like to make as we wrap up?
Well, I just want the public to know that we're very serious about this fire initiative. We are moving forward. We've already made a tremendous amount of progress, and we were actually working it before I made the announcement on January 15th. We're not going to need your help. We are absolutely going to need your help. We're going to need your engagement, your involvement, and please help us help you.
Supervisor Rotifer, thank you for coming in, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thank you, BJ, and as always, it's a pleasure to work with Clark Broadcasting.
Again, we thank Supervisor Carl Rotifer for being our guest, getting us up to speed on various issues facing county government. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And if you miss Motherlode Views, a reminder that we archive all of the shows in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. Tune in again next week. We'll be joined in studio talking water. For the first time, we'll be joined on the show by the new general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District, Edwin Pattison. Also, Eric Johnson, TUD's district engineer, will be on the show talking about water projects and issues surrounding water, looking ahead to the next year. That's next week on Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.